Increasingly, Aussies and retailers are ditching cash in favour of cards and online transactions. Could our future be cash-free, and what are the pros and cons of such a scenario? Futurist Gihan Pereira joins me to discuss. Hi Gihan, how are you doing?
Hey Jenny, great to speak with you again.
You too. Now, let's start with how cashless we already are, because at the moment, almost anywhere I go, I'd say I use either my phone or a credit card to buy things. Would you say we're already pretty cashless as a country?
We are. Australia already has a reputation as being one of the most cashless countries in the world. And it's definitely true now. Now, I'm wondering whether I take my wallet with me now, because I can use I can take a credit card, I can use my watch, I can use my phone, and we're very cashless as a society in general. I mean, way more cashless than, say, the USA, where they're still writing checks.
And COVID-19 has really accelerated the use of cards and other technologies above using cash, hasn't it?
That's right. What's happened is that some people who would never have thought about using things like their watch or their phone or even credit cards are now doing that because they realize it's safer. Retailers want more cashless, they want more contactless. People are ordering online and maybe they've never done that before, and so they're not using cash for that, of course. So yes, so COVID-19 has definitely accelerated that for many people who just would never have done that before.
And what other countries have gone down this cashless path?
Well, the country around the world that's considered the most cashless is Sweden. And, most countries are looking at how can we reduce it's not so much a dependence on cash, but how can we add other options? So Sweden's definitely gone down that path and they've had mixed results. So most people like it, but there's times when you still want to use cash. So no one's really gone 100% cashless.
Ah, right. Now, Gihan Pereira is with us. He is a futurist. We're talking about cashless societies and whether we're moving towards that maybe in Australia. In a moment, let's talk the cons. What are the advantages of going cashless?
Well, some of the things we've talked about. So first of all, it's definitely safer in terms of being contactless in this time of COVID-19. It's also very convenient. So I can walk around without carrying anything with me because I can use my watch and my phone and make all my transactions that way. So that's obviously easy because you've got the convenience, you've got the ease, it's faster. A lot of retailers like it now because everything happens cashless and they don't have to be tallying up their till at the end of the day. It's helped reduce the black market, the under-the-counter transactions where a tradie might ask you to pay cash and offer you a discount. And I've had that happen to me. I've had tradies who say, yes, if you pay cash, you get a discount. And I'm sure lots of people have had that experience. But it does help. It does help eliminate those sort of things that kind of try to circumvent the system.
Of course. And what are the disadvantages of going cash free?
Well, see, there's a certain percentage of people, Jenny, who for them, they've always used cash and they would find it inconvenient and difficult not to use cash. So I think when I say that, your mind might automatically go to older people who are just used to using cash, and you may think they're not willing to change. But there are other areas as well. There are some parts of regional Australia where it's just not easy to transact except with cash, because that's the only way that you can do transactions. So there was a survey done a few years ago that found about a quarter of people in Australia said that going cashless would be a major inconvenience to their life, that they really want to use cash, and if they were completely cashless, it would be an inconvenience. Now, part of that, and the biggest component of that, was they were worried about their privacy and security, and so they wanted to use cash transactions rather than something else that would allow them to be tracked for legitimate reasons, as well as maybe they're doing black market transactions.
Yes, that is a good point. There is a concern surrounding transparency and maybe this idea, this kind of dystopian idea of the future having total control of everything we do, right?
Yeah, and people are worried. People are worried about Big Brother looking over us and governments getting access to our bank accounts and being able to track. And yeah, and it is a concern for some people, and sometimes it's a legitimate concern that you want to be really careful about the transactions that you're doing and being able to be tracked.
What about technological issues, Gihan? Like Coles supermarkets around Australia recently had to shut down because of a problem with their payment system.
Yeah, and look, those sort of things are going to continue happening. And you see occasionally, like a couple of times a year, you see ATM shutting down because some bank's network has had a technical problem and no one can even withdraw cash from ATMs. So we are going to get those sort of problems from time to time, Jenny. But I think the way to think about that is that is going to happen occasionally, but you hope it's not going to happen very often, and you hope it's only going to be an inconvenience for a short period of time. But that shouldn't stop you from incorporating and starting to use some of these systems. So yeah, absolutely, create some of these new technologies, which do have some risks to them. But it's like maybe once a year, I'll lose power in my home, I'll lose electricity, but it's usually for a few hours, and it's inconvenient, but it's not going to stop me from having a lot of devices in my home that are powered by electricity. So yep, it does have its downsides, but they're going to be fairly minor.
Futurist Gihan Pereira is with us. Are there any innovative ways we'll pay for things in future? We've spoken about the phone. Maybe we'll get the shoe happening soon.
Yes, that's right. So, yeah, and look, even when you think about it, Jenny, the idea of paying by your phone or just holding up your watch to a PayPass machine, 2 years ago, that was a really novel way of paying. And we're going to see some other changes coming in the future. Already in China, many Chinese people are paying by facial recognition. So you walk up and the artificial intelligence software on equivalent of a PayPass is as good as being able to scan your phone, and it'll recognize your face and automatically recognize your bank account. You might have a chip implanted under your skin. I remember reading a story a couple of years ago. Somebody in Sydney with their Opal card, which lets them get on buses and trains, they actually took the chip out of the Opal card and got it surgically implanted under their skin so they could just hold up their hand to the ticket machine and when they got on the bus and got off the bus. And you know, that's kind of a quirky outlier, but soon we'll be able to do things like that.
Willingly, it sounds. There's a little subset of people that actually want to do things like that.
Yeah, that's right. And again, people are concerned because once you've got the chip under your skin, then people are worried about what else could be uploaded to that chip as well.
Interesting. Oh, okay, well, we'll have to carefully watch that space. And Gihan, do you think we'll ever be 100% cashless?
Look, I think it's unlikely. I think that we'll always have cash around with us just because we always have had it. If we were starting our society right from scratch and we're saying, how are we going to manage the exchange of value, then maybe we wouldn't create cash. But given that we've got it, I don't think it's going to go away 100% anytime soon. But for most of us, that won't matter. If you want to be cashless, you can pretty much walk around with no cash. And if you want to use cash, then you've got the option of having cash available as well.
Thanks so much for your time today, Gihan Pereira. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Jenny.